FM 101.7 1320 KLWN. Welcome back to According to the Record. It's time for Ask the Experts with Invista and Cecily Reese in the house. She has a wonderful and very talented friend with her. Monica Canetter is with her from Thiessen Design and Construction. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hey, guys. So, it got windy last night. Did y'all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any branches down anywhere?
Not much.
Okay, good.
It was very windy, though.
I kept my power, so I felt really fortunate.
Yeah. Everybody, my son came home, and I was trying to get the news done and get some of the spots done. And I'm like, he's like, well, can we do? And I'm like, shh, I got to get this done before the power goes out. Because everybody's yeah, Casey's on 6th Street was out. And we
wow.
Had in there, so there was bunches and bunches. That wind that came through was unexpected and very powerful.
Yeah.
But it brought in some northerly winds for today. We're down to 95 degrees, which compared to Monday feels like, you know,
incredible.
A cooling trend. Need to play Christmas music, I think. 69 degrees tonight and then 92 tomorrow. North winds don't change until we get to the weekend, but then those winds shift to the south, and boy, it brings in some heat for the beginning of next week. So y'all be careful out there beginning of the week, but for the rest of this week, get out to the fair. Watch all the kiddos and all the fun stuff that they're doing. We're going to go through some of that schedule at the end of the show today. But right now, we need to get to what we have on the list for Knowledge for You. Invista sponsors this show here at According to the Record, FM 101.7 1320 KLWN. We are so grateful to them for doing that. I want to talk to these two gals about the Buy, Build, or Renovate that's coming up on Tuesday, August 13th. First of all, Cecily, tell us a little bit about, have you had any interesting things happen or interesting questions come up?
Well, I've had a lot of people interested in this topic specifically, and so that's why we decided to partner together and create just a little happy hour where people can sip on their favorite beverage and mingle, and then we can tell you about all the options that you have available, because when you are looking for your home or thinking about that or have inherited some land, there's a lot of questions that pop up for people on what's my next steps? What does this look like? How much do I need to have saved? And so this has been a popular subject with a wide facet of different topics that and questions that pop up. So we're here to answer that and have fun while we're doing it.
We talk about equity in a home, and sometimes I think we talk past people because they don't want to feel like they don't know something. So let's just define it from what is actual equity in a home.
Equity in a home, simply put, is the current value of your home minus what you owe on it. And then that bottom number gets you how much equity that you have. That equity is an asset to you. That is your money. That's your physical savings account, basically, that you can use to do those home renovation projects, to do those, anything. I've had people use it for consolidation or vacation or helping go back to school. And so that's your money to get to do with it what you want.
And how do I access that then?
Well, it's really simple. You basically sit down with me or a trusted advisor at Invista and go over your specific numbers and then put in an application. The process is very simple. We don't require a full appraisal to come out either. And so that's really nice for people because it can feel kind of, you know, on the spot and vulnerable when you have someone coming out, poking around.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that we don't require that. We use an algorithm, some software that generates a current value using current comparables for you. And so that's just a nice bonus. Makes the process a little bit more streamlined and less expensive for you because we don't have to pass on that, you know, $500 appraisal fee to you. And so we're able to save you money and time.
I really like that idea, and I would think more and more as AI becomes part of our new reality, we may be able to have models that work that way as well.
Yeah.
But right now, the idea of having an algorithm that works for you is, that's super.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay. So also known as the second mortgage, the equity loan that we're talking about allows you to borrow a lump sum of money. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So basically, you can have a set monthly payment with a fixed rate and know exactly that payment doesn't change. And so over the, you know, term that you've chosen, you are set. You know exactly what to expect. And so that's a really nice feature for people, because if the rate environment changes, they know that they are locked in on that rate, versus a home equity line of credit.
That's what I was just going to get to. What's the difference between those?
So basically, I always compare like a home equity loan to like a car loan, like where you have a set monthly payment, you know exactly how much your payment is, and a home equity line of credit is similar to a credit card where you're just making the payment based on how much you borrow. And those are great assets and tools, even some tax breaks sometimes. So talk to your tax advisor, because when you're doing those home renovation projects, and that's why we've, you know, partnered with Thiessen Design and Construction, is because they do beautiful work. When you're doing those projects, you know, sometimes there's tax incentives on that end, too. So
but so the rates, though, on HELOCs, on the home equity line of credit, are variable.
Yes, they're variable based on the federal rate. And so if those go up a little bit, then your HELOC rate would adjust quarterly according to that. Or if they go down, which, you know, we all keep our fingers and toes crossed for that, then, of course, you know, that rate's going to come down for you a little bit as well.
So when we talk about improvements, and that's where we want to get to, Monica.
Yeah.
We talk about what we can use that money for and what makes most sense. You guys are right there to talk people through each thing that makes perfect sense. So I want to talk to Monica a minute. Tell us a little bit about the business you work for. How have you guys been doing it, and what's the passion here? What is it that you want to achieve for people?
We're really passionate to help homeowners find a way to achieve either their new dream home, when that's the build side of that. So we'll have potential clients come to us and say, we're thinking about purchasing this land, or we have had this land, and help us dream up what can fit on this property. So it's very customizable. We're going to help from just literally the dirt all the way to maintenance. A large majority of our clients are renovating their current home. That might be for different reasons. Cecily and I actually have a client right now where she inherited her mother's home. It's very sentimental, but now she's turning it into her own space, and her daughters live there with her. So we are creatively looking at these different areas and turning into space that she can have, and then her grandbabies can come back to. And then we have a lot of clients that have been in a home for quite some time, and their needs have changed. And so we're working through what that looks like for them. And all of that is very customized to that client. We have a very structured process for that, which is really fun because it incorporates the construction side of things, but most importantly, all of the design aspects, and make sure that we're staying in like our budgeting parameters. We're very open about that and what your options are.
Monica, when we talk about people staying at home and doing remodels, and I agree, there's a lot of houses around here that people really want to hang on to. They want to hang on to their home, their property, the mm-hmm. memories, the memories that are there. There are ways to prioritize what projects come first. Do you help folks with that?
Absolutely. We do get that question a lot. We'll do kind of just this open walkthrough with a client. They may feel really overwhelmed. We've been here for 30 years, and it just feels like the list keeps growing, and really help them navigate like what that looks like and how we can take something and kind of thread that through the home. What feels like the hierarchy of importance right now, and work through those conversations really organically, where we just kind of sit down and it's just like dining room table. Like, let's just chat. You know, what does life look like for you? What feels really important? How do you use your home? Meaning, do you travel a lot, or do you host a lot of family stuff? Are you here, or are you away a lot, you know, the majority of the time? So we really get to know people, which is, you know, the most important part of it, because we're not going to come in and just push something on you and say, I think that you should do this. And then, you know, you're investing in a different area of your home that's really not going to achieve, you know, what you're needing.
With that said, you probably have an idea of some of the things that are fairly popular with people, things that have reoccurring that you guys are doing a lot of. Any ideas there?
Yes. Kitchens and bathrooms, you know, stay at the top of the list constantly. They're extremely used spaces by multiple people in the household, and they're very rewarding. They're usually the ones that get put on the list for the longest. And so they're usually rooms that we're remodeling that haven't been touched for many, many years. But they can be the most rewarding. We can take the same amount of space and make it feel much, much bigger and have a more practical flow to things. And that's also that same conversation we have, like, what are your needs here? And let's all work together as a team to achieve that.
So when we talk about this, you probably tear out the whole bathroom. Do you have a list of plumbers and electricians and people like that? Do you handle those subcontracting pieces, or do you talk to the client about it? How does that work?
We are full service, so we handle everything. We're an umbrella of all of those resources, so that is all an on staff for us. So any of those trades that are needed, we are going to handle that and take care of that. We are a licensed contractor, so we're going to be pulling any permits that are needed, any inspections that are needed. We're going to be doing any architectural plans that are needed to call out for support. We handle all of that in staff, and we take that client along with us when it's necessary. We do a ton of behind the scenes work, which is all the boring stuff, and then we are going to present that to them and have them included, because this is really teamwork.
So when you guys get together and do a chat with folks, what are some of the common questions? You've talked about bathrooms and kitchens, mm-hmm. and you've talked about equity loans. Anything else that comes to mind that people are asking you repeatedly, like what?
I would say the biggest question, and kind of surprised me actually, is do I have to have my first mortgage, my main mortgage, with Invista to get a home equity loan or a second mortgage? And no, you can have your first mortgage anywhere. And people right now are like, I'm hanging on to that 3%. And I encourage that. Don't touch that, baby. You know, like, keep that great rate. But do realize that you have equity. You know, property taxes are going up. So that means that you have built in equity that is coming to you. You're paying the tax bill. You might as well take advantage of that equity to utilize it for those dream projects, and do it for you. You know, people are always like, should I fix it up to sell it? Fix it up for you first. Yeah. Enjoy it. Like, that's your project. It's for you. So yeah, don't do it for someone else.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to want to hear this, but I always tell people, if you're selling your house and you're getting rid of it, don't spend a whole bunch of money fixing it up.
Right.
Sell as is, and then let them go fix it up the way they want.
Give them an allowance or something, you know?
Yeah. I like that. Okay, so we're doing this get together.
Yeah.
Where the two of you will be there to answer some questions. Will you have some examples, Monica?
Yeah. Cecily and I have a really fun slide that we put together that helps navigate these questions that might come up. It kind of triggers some of that with the people that want to hang out with us for this happy hour that we're doing. And we have obviously beautiful photos on that of all of our work that we have done. So it's great examples. And we have a wonderful website that people can go to and look at a ton of our work as well.
What's that website, dear?
It's going to be thiessen.com.
We probably better spell Thiessen for him. T-H-I-E-S-S-E-N. That's T-H-I-E-S-S-E-N, design and construction. Mm-hmm. And you want to go check out that. And then, Cecily, how did the two of you guys hook up?
We got to know each other through our marketing team.
Yeah. We have a partnership with Invista, and then we are also in Lawrence Chamber, so we kind of cycle around and see each other at Chamber stuff as well.
So that partnership, though, makes for some efficiencies, I would think.
100%.
When people want to do something, you guys work together.
Yes.
And you're known to each other. Mm-hmm. You know what each other can do. Mm-hmm. And you know how to get past the paperwork. Because what I hear from people a lot is all the paperwork. And they just get so frustrated with having to fill out so much stuff or know so much stuff just to get one project done.
Right.
You guys help with that.
Let us do it. We can click the buttons and fill in the blanks. So we'll just have that conversation with you, that interview with you, and make sure we're collecting all the criteria that we need to proceed with the project to go smoothly. And I think the other cool thing is, like, we're here to talk. Like, it's free to talk to us. Like, we're not going to sit down and be like, all right, that was, you know, $50 per hour for my time. No, we want to sit down with you and have a conversation, get to know you, have that relationship with you, and then work together seamlessly, you know, Monica's team and my team to fulfill your wish list.
You don't want to miss this if you're talking about house, okay? Ask the experts. I don't know why that's hard for me today, but ask the expert, Cecily Reese, Monica Canetter, and they will be available to you on Tuesday, August 13th at 4 p.m. And where are you guys going to be?
Wine, Dive, and Kitchen, downtown Lawrence.
Great place to go. Great people to be with. And we will be talking to them again soon. Girls, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
For all the work you do with families and people around to help them stay in their homes. I really appreciate that. That's awesome.
Thank you so much,
thank
Kim.
You.
We will be back with a little bit about your weather and things going on at the fair right after this.